Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, how things can change in just a week.
Hoo-hoo-wee.
I was sitting in that chair over there saying the Mariners are going to keep service through the season, and that they won't fire Scott Service. They'll play it out. They'll see if they can somehow pull themselves out of this hole that they're in. And boy, this music had a much different meaning last week.
It did. I played it as a joke. Now I'm playing it because I'm effing fired up.
Patrick wondered if we were ever going to talk about this team again this season, which, I mean, come on. We should have known that that was not going to be the case.
He really was out on the Mariners even a week before that, too. Even a week before Scott Service got fired. I don't know if you all remember that show. He officially returned his fandom to the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in the next segment about how that probably wasn't a wise decision. But don't look now. Your Mariners. My Mariners. Not my Mariners.
No.
But they are
they can
now.
Be if you want.
Just 3.5 games back.
Technically 3 right now.
3 because the Astros lost today, correct?
Yes, they lost 5 to the Phillies. To the Phillies.
Yeah. You got to thank the Phillies for winning 2 games. You got to thank my Orioles for taking 2 out of 3 in dramatic fashion over the weekend. But the Mariners, and this was something, I think they got the stat wrong on the broadcast, so I had to go and look it back up. But over the weekend, the Mariners gained a game on the Astros for the first time in a month.
That is true.
Like, it had been literally since July, like, 28th or something.
No, it had been since, like, August 3rd that they had not won a game the day that the Astros lost. It was really bad.
A long time.
Almost a full time.
And I think before that, it was, like, June 28th or something that they had gained a game. So it has just been a free fall.
Futility.
But then here comes Dan Wilson.
Oh, my God.
The best manager in Mariners history, or a best catcher, rather, in Mariners history.
I think you're making
right now, he has the best winning
statement.
Percentage in Mariners manager history.
Yes, he does.
They are 3-1 in his short stint as the Mariners manager. And my God, I can't believe that we're doing this.
But like you're surprised by the nostalgia play? You're just surprised by the catcher?
No, that we're like, hey man, I think we got a shot. Like we cannot give up hope.
Well, okay.
Now, granted, 5 games with 32-33, that's like not insurmountable. So I get it. Like things can change quickly. But,
exactly.
But just with how the season has been going, how the last 2 months, 2-3 months have been going for this team, and all it takes is for like a weekend series for Mariners fans and for this area to be like, I think we got a shot, fellas.
Bro, if they had the same 3-run record since Friday under Scott Service, the fans would not be feeling as good, let me tell you. There is a little bit of a nostalgia factor here, Joe, and there are a lot of fans questioning why Dan Wilson was just given the managerial gig as opposed to being the interim. I actually like what Jerry DePoto did here. He was up against the wall, right? His ass is as close to the wall in the corner as it can be as Mariners president right now. In my opinion, I think he only traded for Rosarena and Justin Turner at the deadline and his two relief pitchers because everything that he had put together up to that point had failed. And he finally had to admit and maybe sneak a little bit over his hubris that, okay, I was wrong here. I was dead wrong. So, didn't want to make these trades in the offseason. Have to make them now. Thank God he did, but I look at this move as something that he had to do in his mind to save his job. This whole nostalgia play, Joe, it was like a break open in case of emergency, kind of like axe out in the hallway, right? It was like this plan in Jerry DePoto's back pocket in case things got really bad. And what do you do if you want to keep fans buying tickets, keep them buying jerseys, keep selling concessions? Well, you do some nostalgia. You bring somebody in that's going to make them feel good. But it's more than that. I don't think that a month from now, a month and a half from now, Joe, with all the managerial candidates that will be out there, you're looking at Joe Madden. You're looking at, I see some success. The Orioles hitting. They beating the Dodgers now.
Yep, two-run bomb. Ramon Urias.
Hell yeah. You're looking at Joe Madden. There's a first or third base coach for the Dodgers. Gabe Kapler is probably going to be in on some interviews after losing his Giants job a year ago. None of these names really ruffle my skirt. And if you're talking about a guy coming in, trying to learn the organization all new, never been there before, as opposed to Danny Wilson, and you asked me in the break if he's, just been sitting on his couch or if he's been involved in the organization. Joe, he's been there. He's been in spring training. He's been helping develop programs in the minor leagues for different pitchers and hitters. He's been working specifically with different major league players on programs as well. And it's a lot easier for the guys like J.P. Crawford and Julio Rodriguez to go from Scott Servais to somebody super familiar in Dan Wilson. And my last kind of wrap-up statement about this is that it's nice to see some fire in the dugout now. It's nice to see some excitement. That first win on Friday when they came back from a 5-1 deficit to beat the Giants in 10 innings, Dan Wilson was freaking out. He was stoked. I didn't see Scott Servais that happy during the playoffs. So I think that this attitude is exactly what the Mariners needed going forward. Not such a huge fan of Jerry DePoto, but I like the move. And I love Dan Wilson as the Mariners manager, not just because I'm a huge Mariners fan. I think it is smart.
Well, I do like former catchers as managers. I think that is somewhat of a trend. Like, they're the quote-unquote quarterback of the team out there in the field.
I think there's six catcher managers right now. Yeah. And let me say, there were six before Dan Wilson got hired because Scott Servais was a major league catcher. So there weren't any more or less before this move was made.
So what you're telling me is they're going to make the playoffs.
I have a good feeling, man. I mean, it's a little...
Again, that all it takes, baby, is just a four-game stretch in firing the manager.
But
and now we're back on the horse.
Also, it's seeing Dan Wilson and my favorite player of all time, Edgar Martinez, back in the dugout for them, Joe. Come on.
But
Joe, if you're telling me that your Orioles are 5.5 down and Cal Ripken Jr. and Brady Anderson come and take the helm for the last month of the season, you tell me they're not going to add some stank to that dugout. Out. They're not going to add some piss and vinegar. The Mariners are playing more gritty now in just the last five games than they ever did under Scott Servais.
But this is what I see in like every sport with like, especially like football, where they hire or they fire a coach and they get the interim in there and then they win their next game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like the new voice is nice, but then you have, a night like tonight where Jeffrey Springs as a one hitter going through six innings right now.
Oh, and that's fair, dude. It's not totally fixed. I think on Saturday the Mariners had a dozen strikeouts. They have 9
and 10
so far tonight.
As the hitting coach for like 3 years,
they were actually top 5 in offense during those 4-year stretch. It was 2015 to 2018. During that 4-year stretch, I believe they were 4th in batting average, OPS, and slugging. They actually hit under Edgar. They're going to hit under Edgar again. I think I saw Mitch Garver. Somebody tweeted out a picture of him with Edgar in the cage before yesterday's game getting some work in.
And now he's batting 190.
No, he's still batting .164. But Dan Wilson will not play him unless it's at backup catcher. So,
well, they have scored, in that first win against the Giants, 6 runs, lost the next game scoring 3, scored 4 in the next one, and scored 5
against the Rays yesterday.
They got some hot hitters right now. Jorge Polanco in the last month is hitting like 260 with 8 bombs. Luke Rayleigh's hitting almost 280 in the last month. Julio back from the IL hitting again. Leo Rivas at the plate for him right now. He's been a nice spark. I'd call him the Jose Caballero of 2024. They've got some pieces, all right?
And they've had some pieces this whole season.
No, but they've got some pieces now under a new manager that will give the message differently, that will make the vibe in the clubhouse a lot
different. Hey, you guys sucked. I'm here. Stop sucking.
Pretty much. Hey, if you got that message from Cal Ripken Jr. and you're an Orioles player, Joe, how would you feel? Be a little fired up, right?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.